The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So the beginning of a new week and continuing with mindfulness of breathing. And in a kind of sense, this is a recipe for meditation, these 16 steps of mindfulness of breathing. And I'd like to compare it to making bread. That first you gather your ingredients together, you see what you have and you measure it all out, and all the dries and all the wets. And at some point you mix the flour and maybe the water if it's very simple bread, and you mix it well. And so it all becomes cohesive and connected and equally moist throughout. And then you might knead the bread and soften it, stretch it, take out the lumps, get the gluten in the stretched and receptive for the yeast that's going to do the work. And then you leave it alone and let it rise. And at some point after it's done that, you push it down and you might knead it some more and let it rise again. And then you're ready to bake. So with the mindfulness of breathing, it begins by gathering the ingredients together, which means gathering yourself around the experience of breathing. The breathing is part of the core ingredients. And you want to familiarize yourself with it. It isn't that we have to measure out the right amount, but it is to really get to know, become familiar with the different aspects of this experience, and how each time we sit down to meditate, the breathing will be slightly different, and to kind of just discover what it's like, and enter into the world of breathing, and really be there for it. Really establish oneself in the breathing, and then to start feeling the whole body as we breathe. And that's kind of like almost like letting the breathing kind of the awareness spread throughout the body, the full length of the in-breath, beginning, middle, and end, the full experience of the breathing body, that throughout the torso and the body where the experience of breathing is, or becoming aware of with a peripheral awareness, the whole body within which the breathing's occurring and happening. And maybe this is like spreading, really getting the water into the flower, and really spreading the awareness, opening the awareness, the goodness of awareness into it all. So there's a whole feeling, a holistic feeling. And then, relax. And then kneading is that we're relaxing, we're letting go, we're softening, kind of like kneading when we get a massage. And then we allow the body to relax and to soften and even to melt a little bit in the context of it. And those steps of the recipe are done in a leisurely way, not in a hurry. Take your time with each one. And after a while, you'll become familiar with really this process and the goodness of just staying with each one until it feels ripe for the next one. And then at some point you can just let it be, and let the dough rise by itself. And so at some point we let something bubble up from the inside. Something begins to work itself. The yeast begins to work, and there's a kind of a growth and cultivation of some kind of inner sense of inner well-being of some kind or other that seems to come from just sitting so rooted in the present moment, rooted in this body, having done some relaxation, and really being present here for this. And so this topic of that, what happens when the yeast begins to work, and that what is it that begins to surface, is the beginning of what we're doing for when we move into this step 5 of Anapanasati. So for now, to start the process and to assume a meditative posture and to open up maybe your chest a little bit and to feel the spine and in some postures, there's this idea that you want to sit with a strong spine, a certain kind of strength in your vertebrae and going up your back, holding yourself upright, and if you're sitting upright. And then so in the back, your back is strong and your front is soft, so a soft belly. Soft chest, shoulders soft and relaxed. Letting the belly hang forward and loose. Maybe there's some muscles around the diaphragm you can soften as well. And then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, settling in further into your experience here with the exhale. Maybe the exhale can be a grounding as you settle into your seat, the place where your body touches whatever surface is holding you up. Whatever surface holding the weight of your body. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And to gather together the ingredients for meditation. To become aware of your breathing. With the idea that you're familiarizing yourself with that experience, the body breathing. And as you experience your breathing, breathing in a normal way, relaxing on the exhale, relaxing the body around the experience of breathing, relaxing wherever in the body you're holding yourself up or tense, softening, relaxing. And then letting yourself be simple again with your breathing. And maybe don't do any more relaxation. Just simple awareness of the body breathing. Aware of the body inhaling and exhaling. and intimacy with the body breathing. Where the rhythm of breathing might be like the rhythm of the waves washing up onto the sandy shore and then receding. Allowing the thinking mind to be quieter so you can better feel and sense your breathing. If you're thinking about things that have nothing to do with the meditation, you probably don't need to do so. There's probably no need to talk or think about it now. They can wait for later. And for now, going deeper to yourself. Softly as you're breathing, to open up more widely, to include the whole body as you breathe, in whatever way that global awareness is easy. So that the awareness that is centered on the breathing is broad and open, receptive to the body as a whole. And including the whole body, there's both that which is comfortable in the body and that which is uncomfortable. And for now, you don't have to focus on one or the other. Just focus on the ability to breathe with the whole body, almost as if neither the comfortable or uncomfortable gets any priority. Just the rhythm of breathing with it or through it, beyond it. Everything held in a more global awareness, everything included, the whole body. And then very simply and lightly, without trying too hard or making it too much of a project, as you breathe with the global body, spend a few moments here to relax the body further. Relax with the tensions, the holdings. Allowing the tensions and the holdings of the body, the hardness of the body, to melt, to soften. Especially as you exhale, to soften deep within, soften, relax the heart, soften and relax the physical sensations of the thinking mind. The pressure, the agitation. To breathe in and breathe out, and with a light touch, small movements of relaxation, of calming the body, where the effort to calm and relax is itself calm and relaxed. No longer relaxing the body, just being in the body, being in the body, breathing. So the activity of relaxing comes to an end, and just be aware of the body breathing. With the analogy I used earlier, you now leave the dough just to sit and for the yeast to begin its work, to expand and lift the dough. Just let yourself just sit here quietly. Not trying to do anything more than just being present for the body breathing. And allowing something to bubble up or something to, some inner warmth or well-being. And whether you're feeling comfortable or uncomfortable in the body, just sit here quietly, allowing what is comfortable, what has a feeling of goodness in it in the body. To have some space. To be the yeast, and the body itself is the dough that grows. So at this point, it's not so much that you're making mental effort to practice, as much as you're making an effort, very soft and relaxed effort, to allow the awareness to bubble up from within. For the awareness to bubble out of the sensations of breathing, out of the sensations of the body. Staying intimate and close to the sensations of breathing. Receptive to in-breath, receptive to out-breath. As if breathing in, you're aware of the full wave washing up on the beach, beginning, middle, and end, and the full receding of the wave as you exhale, feeling the kind of delicacy of the way that the full inhale and exhale washes through the body. Receptive to the goodness of this, the well-being of just here in this global body breathing. There may be experiences you're having now which are comfortable, and maybe those which are uncomfortable. And maybe there's a goodness that's larger than both, a kind of well-being or calmness of an awareness which is inclusive of it all. An awareness which is supported by breathing in and breathing out. An awareness which has a kind of breath to it, or lots of space in it to include everything, without conflict, without judgment, without being for or against. And perhaps in these last few moments, maybe you can see if you can feel that goodness or wholesomeness, even if it's very faint, of an awareness that includes everything, or in principle has space for everything, the pleasant and the unpleasant. And then to imagine that that awareness can become even more expansive, and it can include what's pleasant and unpleasant in this world. It can include the people who are challenging and those who are not challenging. Just for these few moments where you don't have to say anything or do anything or take care of anything, see if you can hold all the challenging and all the easy people in your life. Just hold them in your open heart, in your inclusive awareness. And from within, maybe you can awaken a basic goodwill, your wish that these people in your lives, all of them, that they be happy, that they be healthy and safe, that they become free of suffering, may we come out of this meditation with a wish and the intention to include everyone in our hearts, everyone in our kind regard, to sit and be still and gaze upon everyone kindly in this inclusive way of being aware. May all beings be happy.